the cost to do these developments really are what's called an equivalent dwelling unit. You have to hook up to the city's water and sewer supply, and that costs money. We have effectively waived the first new 300 EDUs in our downtown for developers who would like to come here and build commercial spaces along the bottom, restaurants, dry cleaners, five and dimes. Above that, maybe some public space for maybe a library or a new city hall, maybe, and above that, someplace for people to live. We want to increase our commercial square footage by 100,000 square foot in the next 6 years. So it's an ambitious plan, but I'll tell you, with the University of Maryland involved, with the state of Maryland, the Maryland Department of Planning, the Maryland Department of Economic Development, Lieutenant Governor Brown, all those public-private partnerships that can be seen out of this, I think we're on our way.